The special tense of Aba radiallahu anhum. The special tense of Aba radiallahu anhum. The special tense of Aba radiallahu anhum. The special tense of Aba radiallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala seyyid al-mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our Silsila, the Special 10, where we will be continuing with our discussion and our look at, a brief look at the biographies of those blessed 10 individuals who have been granted the glad tidings of paradise within this very world by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before continuing, let's listen to a blessing of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah azawajal, we had started looking at the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and some of the qualities that he possessed. And one quality that stands out from his personality, when we look at, when we mention this quality, the first person, or one of the first people, and most likely the first person to come into mind, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And that quality is love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was an embodiment of love. He was a true lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much did he love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How did he express his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is such a beautiful topic and also a lengthy topic which could be discussed for a long time and a long span, time span. But we'll try to briefly have a look at some of the events throughout the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where he expressed his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either directly and explicitly through his words or through his actions. So when we look at the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, these two events in particular really stand out, where he expressed his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he really portrayed his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the extent that he was willing to sacrifice his life. In both of these events, he put his own life at stake for his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, due to his love for the sake of the religion of Islam which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, for the sake of the spread of Islam with the Prophet, the message of Islam which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. So firstly, we're going to look at an event which took in the early age of Islam, in the early days of Islam. Now in the early age of Islam, as we know, that anybody who would become a Muslim would hide his Islam as much as it was possible for him. And that was also because that was also the order of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that they could remain safe from any difficulties and the oppression of the disbelievers. Because a lot of, in particular, a lot of the slaves that accepted Islam, they were tortured by their masters. And likewise, even those that weren't slaves, but they accepted Islam, they accepted the message of Islam, were oppressed by the disbelievers. So, initially, it was the order of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to keep their Islam a secret. Now, when the number of Muslim men became 38, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu requested in the blessed court of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us permission to preach the message of Islam openly now. So this was his desire for the sake of Islam. the embodiment of Nur, the comforter of the souls, the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, declined permission at first. He did not permit at first, but upon the repeated requests of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, upon the persistence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted him permission. So all the Muslims went to Masjid al-Haram, and the first preacher of Islam, the first open preacher of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he began to deliver his speech. Now, as soon as the speech started, the disbelievers and the mushrikeen attacked the Muslims from all directions. And despite the fact that the honor and the dignity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an was acknowledged all over Makkah, the disbelievers still attacked even Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an in such a way that his blessed face got injured badly and began to bleed, to the extent that he radiallahu ta'ala an became unconscious. Now, after this, when the people of his tribe came to know about his condition, they came, they picked him up from there. Now the people began to think that maybe Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an would not survive. This was his condition and this was his state at that point. That people were thinking that he radiallahu an may not survive. However, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an in the evening, when he radiallahu an recovered and regained consciousness. Now this is his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has gone through all of these difficulties. He's gone through this difficulty. He has been so severely beaten that he has passed out and lost consciousness. Now, having spent his day unconscious, when he does regain consciousness in the evening, what is the first thing that leaves his blessed mouth? What are his first words? What is his main concern? When he regained consciousness, the first words to leave his blessed, truthful lips were, how is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Upon this, he radiallahu an was rebuked and he was told off by his family members. And they weren't very happy and pleased by this because they had been worried about him all day. And now when he has come around, when he has regained consciousness, he's mentioning someone else at the very first point, or the very first thing he says is about someone else. And they told him off and they said to him that it is because of your sport of him, because of you sporting him, that you're suffering this misfortune. So even then, you're still calling only his name. The respected mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Ummul Khair, she brought some food for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. But still, on the blessed and the truthful lips of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, there was only one sentence. How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When his mother told him that she did not know, he radiallahu an said, please ask Ummi Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now Ummi Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the blessed sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was also one of those early Muslims who accepted Islam and had been ordered to keep her belief and her faith and her acceptance of Islam a secret. So now, in order to fulfill this heartfelt request of her beloved son in this bad condition, in his oppressed state, his mother went to Sayyidina Ummu Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Due to the unfavorable circumstances at that time, unsuitable conditions and circumstances of the time, Sayyidatuna Ummi Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha had still hidden her Islam. And because Ummul Khair had not yet become a Muslim, the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha was not yet a Muslim, she hadn't accepted Islam. So Sayyidatuna Ummi Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha pretended not to know, saying that I don't know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and I don't know who Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is. However, Hearing the condition of your son has caused me sorrow. If you like, I could come with you to see him. Then Ummul Khair took Sayyidatuna Umm Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha to her house. When Sayyidatuna Umm Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha saw the unfortunate condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, how his critical condition and how badly injured he was, when she saw this unfortunate condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, she could not control herself and she began to weep. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "Give me good news of the well-being of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." In each and every sentence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we can see the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flowing from his speech, from each and every sentence that he is uttering. So he radiallahu anhu, he says to Umm Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha, that give me the good news of the well-being of my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umm Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha signaled to his mother to draw his attention towards her. When he radiallahu anhu said, "Don't be afraid of her," she radiallahu ta'ala anha then said, "By the grace of Allah azza wa jal, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safe and sound. And presently, currently he is at Dar al-Arqam, the house of Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anha." He radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, "I swear by Allah azza wa jal, I will not eat or drink anything until I gain the blessing of beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until I see the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So, in the last part of the night, his mother took him in the blessed presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at Dar al-Arqam. Now, the greatest devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he embraced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He embraced and hugged the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and began to weep. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other Muslims who were present also started weeping because they could not bear to see the sorrowful condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then he radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is my respected mother. Please pray for her to be guided and give her the invitation towards Islam. The beloved and blessed Prophet ﷺ gave her the invitation to embrace Islam. And by the grace of Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal, she became a Muslim immediately. She accepted Islam immediately. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we see the troubles and the difficulties and the oppression that our beloved companions alayhim radwan went through in order to spread this religion. And in particular, the initial stage of this blessed religion of Islam was not an easy stage. For those who were preaching Islam, for those who were accepting the message of Islam, it was not an easy stage for them. However, they remained steadfast. They remained steadfast upon the message of Islam and upon their love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in particular Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the passion he had for spreading this message of Islam. And he insisted in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be allowed to openly preach this message of Islam. And also he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even though after having gone through such a difficult time, such a difficult state, to the extent that the companions, when they saw him, they also started to cry. Until even then, with each and every sentence that he radiallahu anhu uttered was flowing and full of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a lesson for us to take from this waqia, from this incident. And when we come across any difficulties, even the slightest and the lightest of difficulties in the way of preaching the religion of Islam, or even in acting upon the teachings of the religion of Islam, we give up and we back out instantly. And this is not what we learn from our pious predecessors, and in particular from the life of the individual that we are discussing right now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. His steadfastness upon Islam, his steadfastness upon practicing preaching Islam, his steadfastness upon loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his great amount of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is definitely an example to follow. And only if we are granted a millionth of what he radiallahu anhu was granted in terms of his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would attain success in both the worlds. So this is something also that we need to make dua for in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Now at another place, expressing his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he says, and this is it once again, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such, it can be judged from this narration. He says, I am fond of three things. I like three things. What is number one? To continuously look at the refulgent and the beautiful face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, to spend my wealth for the sake of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then third thing, to remain present in the court of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All three things linked to the being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we look at, because he was so sincere in his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of he was so truthful in his love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jalla fulfilled all three of his desires. These desires that he had, all three of them were fulfilled in a beautiful way. What was his first desire? Was to continuously look at the beautiful and the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to look at the illuminated and the enlightened face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he radiallahu anhu was blessed with the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in journeys and during residence, to the extent that even in the solitude, and when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was completely alone in the cave of Thawr, even then he was the only one to be blessed with the honor of viewing the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from such a close distance. This was his first desire. His second desire, to spend his wealth for the sake of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His sacrifices of wealth were of such a great number that he was fortunate enough to even sacrifice his entire wealth at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third is to remain present in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And obviously, as we heard, he remained in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during travels and during when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was residing and staying somewhere. Even in the enlightened tomb, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bestowed his eternal companionship and closeness upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So this was his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a guide for us. His way of life is a guide for us to follow. And there is still so much to discuss. We've only looked at one event in his life. There are many other beautiful stories and narrations which we can look at, where he radiallahu anhu has expressed his love. So this was sort of the section where we looked at his devotion and his love before the migration. We are still yet to look at the second event which stands out from his blessed life. The second event which is full of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where once again he put his own life at stake. And that is after migration, or you could say on the way to migration. And this is something that we want to look at. So inshallah, we will continue this discussion in the upcoming episode. Until then, may Allah grant us the ability to remember what has been said and to act upon the Madni pearls that we have gained from this blessed individual's life so far, in particular in today's episode, and grant us even a particle of the love that he radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that our hearts become full and enlightened with the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The special 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum.